Gracious Lord Kripal Beloved, give us your darshan. This is Sanchi's Bhajan, Au Diala Prabhu Kirpala Piya, on page 92. Receiving darshan, I will quench my thirst. I sacrifice myself on you. Come and make the soul drink the nectar. We are the suffering ones from ages and ages. We are the unchaste, angry, deceitful, indulgent ones. O Beloved, cut our snare of Maya. Now the ship of the world is shaking. Who else can bring it to the shore? Take care of us, the suffering ones. Fill up the jolly of Namdan. Make the dead souls come alive. You yourself protect your souls. Come, Kripal, the Lord of Ajab. Without you, the souls have fainted away. O Beloved, protect the honor of those who are devoted to you. Come, gracious Lord Kripal Beloved, give us your darshan. Au Diala Prabhu Kirpala Piya, page 92.
Au Diala Prabhu Kirpala Piya, Sanudara Shadika Jao. O Diala Prabhu Kirpala Piya, Sanudara Shadika Jao. Vake Darsha Metapa Tabo Java, Ari Java Te Goli Java. Vake Darsha Metapa Tabo Java, Ari Java Te Goli Java. Ake Jivanu Amarta Pyala Pia Sanu Darsha Dika Jao. Au Diala Prabhu Kirpala Pia Sanu Darsha Dika Jao. Au Diala Prabhu Kirpala Piya Sanu Darsha Dika Jao. Asi Janama Janama Deirogi Kami Krodi Kaputi Bogi. Asi Janama Janama Deirogi Kami Krodi Kaputi Bogi. Sadakata De Maya Jala Piya Sanudara Shadika Jao. Au Diala Prabhu Kirpala Piya Sanudara Shadika Jao. Au Diala Prabhu Kirpala Piya Sanu Darsha Dika Jao. Unt Dole Jagadabera Bane Lave Horona Kera. Unt Dole Jagadabera Pane lave horona kera. Sada duki adarakiyo kela piya Sanu darsha dika jao. Au Diala Prabhu Kirpala Piya Sanu darsha dika jao. Au Diala Prabhu Kirpala Piya Sanu darsha dika jao. Namadana di joli barade Uradaru hanu jinda karade. Namadana di joli barade Buradaru hanu jinda karade. Ruha apaniya apasambhala piya Sanu darsha dika jao. Audiala Prabhu Kirpala Piya Sanudara Shadika Jao. Audiala Prabhu Kirpala Piya Sanudara Shadika Jao. Akirpala Ajay Badisaya Tere Bajaru Hai Murajaya. Akirpala Ajay Badisaya Tere Bajaru Hai Murajaya. Lada lagia di lagia pala pia sanudara shadika jao. Audiala prabhu kirpala pia sanudara shadika jao. Audiala Prabhu Kirpala Piya Sanudara Shadika Jao.
Come, Kirpal, the Lord of Ajab. Without you, the souls have fainted away. O beloved, protect the honor of those who are devoted to you. Come, gracious Lord Kirpal, beloved, give us your darshan. Our first reading today is an underground room talk that Sanchi gave on October 7th, 1981. This is in the November 1981 Sanpani magazine. It's called The Place Where Grace Was Showered. And Sanchi says, to obey the command of the master is the first feat of success in the path of the masters, because he never gives us any useless order. It may seem to us, in the beginning, outwardly, that the order which the master is giving to us does not have any sense or is useless. But in fact, it is not useless, which is proved later on. Master is almighty, and he knows everything. He has taken the human form only because we are ignorant beings, and to teach us, he has taken our form. He is almighty. He is God. Master is the power who does not spare anyone. For him, the Sangat and his worldly children are both alike. As a matter of fact, his Sangat is his family. And the Sangat is very dear to him. He comes into this world only for the sake of the Sangat. If, without doing any meditation, one says, Master is mine, or Master belongs to me, he's going in the wrong direction. To whom does the Master belong? Master belongs only to those who do the meditation. In the form of Shabd, Master is pervading everywhere. That is why distance makes no difference for him. The oceans cannot separate his power. I came to this place from Kunichak only because of the orders of the Master. He gave me the order to sit here and meditate. He has given me the orders to live simply all the time. And now, also from within, he is telling me to be simple. I have no connection with my own family, because graciously, Kirpal has finished off that connection. My family is the Sangat, and I belong to the Sangat. So, at this place, obeying the order of the Master to be simple, I came here. And I made this simple house. The thing which you can see behind you is the kitchen, where one Sevadar lived, who used to cook food for me while I was staying here. At that time, I also made that little tank that you see here for storing water. There was no program to expand this place, to make anything other than this here. So only this building was made at that time. The additional building that we have now is only for the convenience of you people. And you can see that these new accommodations are also very simple. The Savadar who used to live with me, I requested him, you eat your food at your regular time and leave my food here. And whenever I feel hungry, I will come out and eat. A meditator is not aware of when the day has passed or when the night has passed. I never kept any comfortable or soft cushion under me. You will see that wooden slab on which I used to sit. I didn't keep any cushion on it. Often, the Savadar who was with me gave up any hope for me, because many times I would not come out for 2 or 3 days. But the promise which Master made to me, that he would come to me, he told me, close your eyes and sit, and I will come to see you by myself. Well, he kept that promise. He always used to come and see me. Master always fulfills the promises which he makes to the disciple. Those who understand the Master as only the body, and that he will do things according to their instructions, or he will go to their places, then he will tell them, you have not understood the Master. When in the company of millions of people, he is doing satsang, or he is making us meditate, or when he is seeing us, at the same time at some other place, he is protecting another soul, another soul also. Many times we are surprised to see that the Master is sleeping, but at the same time he's protecting some other soul far distant. Many times letters are received saying that the Master has protected them. When the disciple with whom this thing has happened comes and thanks him for the grace of the Master simply replies, well, I was doing satsang. It was all God who was doing it. Saints do not show anything, and they do not say that they have done any favors for anybody. We should all do our simran and bhajan because we are very fortunate that God showered grace on us and has brought us in his selection. If we do our bhajan and simran, that means that we will be helping our Master in his mission. Master Sawan Singh Ji used to say that the negative power will not forgive even one single deed. Either the disciple has to pay the reaction, or the Master does. Negative power has the full right to ask for anything from the body of the Master in connection with paying off the karmas of the disciple. If he wants, he can even ask for blood, or for an eye, or any part of the body, a leg, or anything that he wants. The Master will have to give that to him without hesitation. Saints are free from all karma. Whatever pains or sufferings that they have to go through is due to the karma of the disciples, which they happily accept. So this is the place where Master Kripal showered all his grace on this little man. This is the place where he came and showered all his grace on me. Many times I have said that I was useless. Nobody was ready to give even a single penny for me. But then I met Master Kripal, and my body has become precious. Now, one by one, you can go into the room and see it. And we'll continue reading in Russell Perkins' book, Stumbling Toward God, The Years with a Jab. So in the last reading, we saw that Sanchi had taken some time to take all of the people in this group that came with Russell around to visit the various villages where there were sanghis. And also showed them the underground room. So picking up, Russell says, in addition to all of this, a further lesson awaited me, a big one. The following experience occurred toward the end of the stay, and I'm quoting directly from a talk given on our return. So this is what Russell said in that talk here in this hall when he returned. It so happened that I meditated in his presence on two occasions, once at the initiation and once afterwards. And he noticed that I was leaning against the wall, and many other flaws, no doubt. So at some point he said to me, after satsang tonight, you follow me. Papu explained that this was very important, and it was just for me. I was really apprehensive. I had no idea what was going to happen. At the appointed time, I followed Sanchi up onto the roof, and I saw his bed, a rope bed or charpai. Next to it, there was a cushion on the floor, and he told me to sit on the cushion. I sat. There was no wall anywhere, no way I could lean against anything. And he arranged me with my back just right, my head just right. And he said, Beto, which means sit. He sent Papu away, and he sat on his bed, and he watched me sit. I sat for an hour in that position. Within 5 minutes, the pain began in my lower back, and it grew and grew until it became all-consuming. I couldn't move. He was sitting right there, watching me. How could I move? It just was not possible. But I wasn't meditating. I was sitting there thinking about my lower back. Then, after some time, I had no idea of the time. It seemed like I was there for 24 hours. One of my legs began to hurt, and that very quickly made my lower back seem like nothing at all. The pain in my leg became excruciating. I was sitting there, hurting in my back, hurting in my leg, totally divorced from anything that I had ever thought about in connection with meditation. Every ounce of my being was concentrated on not moving. Finally, Sanchi called Papu and told me to leave off. He looked at me with infinite compassion, and he asked me about the pain, where it hurt. I told him. He didn't ask about my meditation. He knew exactly where I was that night on that score. I was rubbing my leg like anything, and he asked me if I would like a massage. He was so gentle and compassionate. I said, no, it would be all right. All right, he said, tomorrow night you will come back again. And he sent me off. The second night it had been raining, and so we sat inside his room. I was getting a cold again by this time. The pneumonia that I had had just before I went began to come back again at the very end of the trip. So the second night it was the same, except it was worse. And I moved some. I just couldn't help it. I didn't squirm or shuffle, but I stretched out my back, and then I lowered it down, and I moved around and tried to crack my neck. When we meditate, you know, we are not aware of how many times we move. When we sit in our own lazy way, leaning against something, we might even be doing well. But if something occurs to us, we don't even think twice. We simply move our leg a little bit or whatever. I think there are thousands of movements that most of us make without even being aware of it. This is my experience, based on all of a sudden being made aware of it, you see. So the second night was worse than the first. It was awful. I was ashamed because I had moved. And the pain was worse, especially the back pain. Every muscle of my lower back was rebelling and shrieking against having to hold me up. And when Sanchi took me out this time, I questioned him. Sanchi, I'm not saying that this is something I ought not to be doing. I sense that this is a very important thing that I have to learn. But I have had very good and fruitful meditations using a back support. Is it absolutely necessary to sit like this? And he said, it's not necessary at all. You don't have to do it. You don't have to come up here either. You can sit down on your bed at this hour if you like. You can meditate any way you like. But he added very humbly, I have found that this way has been helpful to me. And I would also like to see you do it. If you can get proficient at this, you will find, first, that you will never get sleepy. You'll be able to meditate for hours without sleeping. And second, your progress will be greatly accelerated. This is my view. He was very humble, and there was no question of ordering or forcing, although I understood very clearly from within that I had to do this, that this was something that I should have learned years ago. I asked him, how long will it take? It's like I'm not meditating. I'm sitting here, but I'm thinking only about not moving and about having pain. How long will it take before I'm meditating again? And he said, 10 to 15 days should do it. If you sit an hour and a half daily in this position, when you get home, at least, and half an hour in bhajan. I said, all right. But I thought I would never do it. And I went down. On the third night, I was following Sanchi up the stairs when I realized that I didn't have any Kleenex with me. I had a bad cold by then, and I needed to blow my nose constantly. And while I was prepared not to blow it during the meditation, I thought that I should at least get a good blow before I started. But I had somehow neglected to put any in my pocket. I was already following up the stairs, and I couldn't turn around and run back for the Kleenex. It seemed like so much that he was weaning me away from. So I thought, all right, Master, I'll do it. Whatever I have to do, I'll do. The third night was on the roof again. We sat there. Now, when Sanchi would call me up, he was in his underwear. He had some kind of little loincloth and a t-shirt, and his turban was off. It was a very different visual impression from when he was wearing his clothes and his turban. I had to blow my nose. Before I even started, I had to blow it. And I'm telling you, the third night, it began to work. From beginning to end, I did not have any pain. That was the first thing. The effort to keep still was enormous. With all my being, I had to work on that. But I was able to do it. I didn't move once the third night. And I actually meditated. This is the point. The withdrawal process began, and with it came experience, which I would not have believed possible, considering the circumstances, where my attention was and how I was sitting. But it was like just enough had been accomplished so that everything started to happen. And it was beautiful. When Sanchi took me out, there was a stream of mucus, one long stream, all the way down to my lap. And I had not been aware of it. It had happened by itself. I just didn't know that it was there until I came out of meditation. Well, I had a note in my pocket that someone had given me, and I blew my nose on that note because I had to do something. I was terribly excited, and I turned around, and Sanchi asked me what was going on. And I told him that tonight there was no pain, that the meditation had been possible. The withdrawal process had begun. I told him what had happened inside and what I had seen. And he listened. And he said, "Good." And I said, "I hope that when I go home, I will have discipline enough so I can do this without you sitting there, right there, watching me." Because I understood that it was his interest. The fact that he was watching me that enabled me to do it. And he said, "Never think for 1 minute that I am not watching you." Which I should have known anyway, you know. And I started to get up. And I looked at this figure sitting there in his underwear and his t-shirt without his turban, sitting on the bed, who had just taken me through some kind of rebirth experience, during which something that had been crystallized had been broken. Some teachings have this theory that wrong crystallization can take place, and then it has to be broken forcibly for further progress to happen. And I felt like that had happened. I couldn't see him well. In the darkness, his face was hidden. I couldn't even see his eyes. I could only see his white beard in the moonlight. But his greatness and power overwhelmed me, and spontaneously from my heart, I leaned forward. I went down, and I bumped my head on the floor and reached out to touch his feet. Which was the first time I'd ever tried to do that. He was up off that bed in a second. He grabbed me around the waist and pulled me up to a sitting position. He was laughing. He said, "Don't do that. Never do that." And he picked me up so that I was standing, and he put his arm around me, and he led me to the stairs. And he said, "Have a good rest tonight." And he sent me off, and that was the last night that we were there. I knew when I went in February, Master dragged me there because I had to learn something for my growth. And when I met him and talked to him, I heard my Master talking to me, and I knew that I had to listen. He was telling me at that time what I needed to learn about the whole business relating to the succession and to the fighting and quarreling among the satsangis. And I listened. I knew my Master was talking to me. And this time he dragged me over there because I had to learn something else. And I don't mean just sitting still, although that's a part of it. But the path is a real thing. And that sentence is in italics. So Russell obviously emphasized it. But the path is a real thing. We walk it like dilettantes. But the saints, all the saints and their real devotees, for them, it's a ruling passion. It's the reality. Other things come into play only to make the reality possible. In our daily life, we forget this. Even if we've supposedly devoted our life to the Master, to his cause, to his service, even then. And this is what I needed to understand. The ruling passion that enables you to sit even if your leg goes into the fire, even if ants are biting you, because you care more about finding God than you care about your leg. That kind of thing is what takes a person to Satchkhand in this very lifetime. And as Master said, those who have done it can help someone to do it. And the world is not without them, but they are rare always. So I was outwardly dragged there this time for some reason or other, connected with trips and organizations and his coming and this and that. But inwardly, because I needed to learn something, and I needed to learn it badly. And with the grace of God, I have learned it. I hope. That's all I can say. And that ends Russell's talk that night. And then continuing, on the last afternoon of our stay, we recorded on film a message from Sanchi to the Western Sangat. This is what he said. And this talk was published in the magazine, I'm sure of my memory, as The Message of Love. And Sanchi said, "Dear satsangis, brothers and sisters, Master Kripal has not left us. He is always with us and protecting us in every aspect of our life. Master never disappears from this world. He never dies. He is eternal. His soul is deathless. He leaves only his physical body, but his presence is still to be felt. And we should love each other in order to carry out the teachings of our Master. Meditation will bring peace to our soul. And if our soul is at rest and at peace, then only will we love each other. All satsangis are related to one another by the ties of brotherhood and sisterhood. So we should respect and love each other. Hazur Babaji, Master Kripal, has left a message of love for us. It is our duty to take care of his message and follow his teaching. If we criticize or talk ill of anybody, it is our great loss. Our Master used to say that if we criticize others, all their sins become ours, and all our good deeds become theirs. The one who finds fault with others always loses. So we should never do it. Guru Nanak also says that by criticizing others, we make our tongue, our mouth, and our mind dirty. By finding fault with others, we are making our way to hell. Baba Sawan Singh also told me the same thing, that there is no taste in speaking ill of others. He said that there is taste or pleasure in sense enjoyments, but where is the pleasure in finding fault? So, dear brothers and sisters, I request you not to criticize any satsangi or any other person, because when anyone is initiated by a master, the master takes his seat within the disciple. So if you criticize or abuse any disciple, then it is the same as if we were abusing our master. So I request you not to find fault with anybody. to put in more time for meditation, and bhajan and simran will be very good for your life. Our master told us to leave 100 urgent works to attend the satsang and 1,000 urgent works for meditation. I request you to put in more time for meditation, to attend the satsang, and not to criticize anybody, because criticism will not help your meditation. It is the ones who are not meditating who are abusing others. So you are to be careful that you are not criticizing or speaking ill or abusing and are putting in more time for meditation. I hope you have followed what I have said. Ajab Singh. And one final, very brief reading. This is an excerpt from a letter of Baba Jamal Singh to Baba Sawan Singh. This is from the book Spiritual Letters. And Baba Jamal Singh writes, "Your letter has arrived, and I'm very happy to read it. You write that you do not hear any sound distinctly. Do not worry, my son. When you listen to the sound, focus on the bell-like sound. First comes the sharp chirping sound like that of a cricket. Next will come a deep and full sound like that of a conch. Do not worry at all about reaching Satchkhand. Hold on to the five-fold melody of the Shabad Dhun, that has been given to you. One day it will take you to Satchkhand, because it emanates from there. The sound comes only to take the soul up with itself. The soul of whosoever finds a Satguru, the custodian of the five Shabds secret, and learns from him the whole mystery, will certainly ascend as it gradually becomes pure. Do not be in a hurry, my son. I am very happy with you. You should continue just as you have been instructed to do, and you will assuredly go with me. Do not have any worry in this respect. Do your bhajan daily. The soul will become purified, my son. One should not become perturbed by pain or pleasure, which come through his command." And we've been listening to a satsang talk that Sanchi gave here in July of 1980. This is the final talk in the series of talks that Sanchi gave at that time on the Gaurivars of Guru Ram Dass.
ਨਾਨਕ ਬਿੰਦ ਕੋਈ ਫਿਰ ਫਿਰ ਉਤਾਰ
ਹੁਣ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਵੀ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਈ ਦਾ ਇਹੀ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਹੈ, ਇਹੀ ਸਾਡਾ ਖਿਆਲ ਹੈ, ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਹਿ ਰਹੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਫਿਰ ਫਿਰ ਕੇ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
Now Guru Nanak Sahib says that, brother, whatever ideas I had to present to you regarding the lose of vital fluid, I have said that. And those who lose their vital fluid, they come back in the births and death, and they always suffer.
Jin bind ni sadhi parat gya joe, jin bind ni sadhi se ant bahrove.
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਿਹਨੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਦੀ ਕਦਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਕੀਤੀ, ਰੱਖੀ ਨਹੀਂ, ਪਰਾਈਆਂ ਔਰਤਾਂ ਦੇ ਮਗਰ ਤੁਰਿਆ ਫਿਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਅੰਤ ਨੂੰ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਰੋਵੇਗਾ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣਾ ਵਕਤ ਕਿਉਂ ਖਰਾਬ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ।
Now he says that those who do not, those who have not preserved this vital fluid, those who have not maintained the chastity, and those who have chased or those who have gone to the another woman, such people will sit in the end and repent. And they will realize that how they wasted their life.
Maharaj Savan Singh kehnde hunde si aam taur de utte satsangaan de andar jo lok jo auratan praye mardana ja ke bhog vilas kardiyan ya praye mard jehde praiyan auratan na karde hai unna nu tattiyan thammiyan de naal launge aur phir hata denge phir launge.
Master Savan Singh ji in his satsangs used to say, that the women, those who go and enjoy with the other man, and the men, those who go and enjoy with the other women, other than their companion, when they will die, they will go to the hell, and they will be made to embrace the heated pillars. They will be made to embrace them, and then they will be brought back, and again they will be made to embrace the heated pillars.
जिन बिंद नहीं सादी से अंत बचतावे
हुण कहंदे आ जेड़ा बिंद नहीं रखदा गा रतन नु रखदा ओ आपदे धर्म दे विच भी पूरा नहीं उतरदा गा और आखर वेले ओनु पछताउणा पएगा.
Now we say that those who do not protect this gem, those who do not preserve their vital fluid, maintain chastity, they can never become successful in their religion or faith, and always in the end they repent because they have not achieved anything.
ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਾਦੀ ਸੇ ਸਵਾਨ ਜਿਉ ਜੂਠੇ ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਾਦੀ ਸੇ ਪਾਵਕ ਮੰਜ ਲੂਠੇ ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਾਦੀ ਸੇ ਫੇਰੇ ਮੂੰਹ ਕਾਲੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਕੇ ਸਾਧ ਜੀ ਨਰਕ ਮਹਿਕਾਲੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਕੈ ਸਾਧ ਹੋਏ ਰਹਾ ਦੀਵਾਨਾ ਨਾਨਕ ਬਿੰਦ ਖੋਏ ਕੀ ਹੋ ਪਛਤਾਨਾ ਬਿੰਦ ਚੀਨੇ ਕਾ ਕੈਸਾ ਸਵਾਦ ਬਿੰਦ ਚੀਨੇ ਪੇ ਖੈ ਬੇਸਮਾ ਬਿੰਦ ਚੀਨੇ ਕੇ ਲੱਖਣ ਕੌਣ ਬਿੰਦ ਚੀਨੇ ਸੂਜੈ ਸਭ ਪੌਣ
ਹੁਣ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਰੱਖ ਲਈ ਹੈ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਹੀ ਸੁੱਝਦਾ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਉਹ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਹੀ ਆਪਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੁਸ਼ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮਾਲਕ ਉਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬੂਹਾ ਖੋਲਦਾ ਹੈ.
Now he said that those who preserve the vital fluid, he remains aware of everything all the times, he always remains happy, and God also opens his door for him.
ਬਿੰਦ ਚੀਨੇ ਕਾ ਕਿਆ ਪਰਕਾਰ ਬਿੰਦ ਚੀਨੇ ਤਾਰੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਿੰਦ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਰੱਖਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੀ ਮਹਿਮਾ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਚਾਹੁਣ ਤੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਆ.
ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਮੇਨਟੇਨ ਦ ਚੈਸਟਿਟੀ ਹਾਓ ਕੈਨ ਵੀ ਸਿੰਗ ਦੈਰ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ਼, ਹਾਓ ਕੈਨ ਵੀ ਗਲੋਰੀਫਾਈ ਦੈਮ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਆਰ ਸੋ ਗ੍ਰੇਟ, ਇਫ ਦੇ ਵਾਂਟ ਦੇ ਕੈਨ ਲਿਬਰੇਟ ਦ ਹੋਲ ਵਰਲਡ.
ਬਿੰਦ ਚੀਨੇ ਤੇ ਸੈਨ ਸਭ ਆਮਾਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਚੀਨੇ ਸੋ ਰਹੇ ਨਿਰਵਾਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਚੀਨੇ ਤੇ ਸੈਨ ਸਭ ਮਿਤ ਆਵੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਚੀਨੇ ਤੇ ਸੈਨ ਰਤਨ ਪ੍ਰਗਟਾਵੇ ਰਤਨ ਰਾਖਿਆ ਬਿੰਦ ਕੈ ਸਾਥ ਨਾਨਕ ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਚੀਨਿਆਂ ਤਿਸ ਚੜਿਆ ਹਾਥ ਬਿੰਦ ਕੀਏ ਮਿਤ ਸੁਨੋ ਰੇ ਭਾਈ ਜਿਨ ਬਿੰਦ ਚੀਨਿਆਂ ਤਿਨ ਰਤਨ ਮਿਤ ਪਾਈ ਬਿੰਦ ਕੀ ਜੋਤ ਮਾਥੇ ਮਾਹੇ ਆਵੇ ਮਾਥੇ ਮਾਹੇ ਚਮਕ ਅਗਮ ਦਿਖਾਵੇ ਬਿੰਦ ਕੀ ਜੋਤ ਮਾਥੇ ਮਾਹੇ ਆਵੇ ਮਾਥੇ ਮਾਹੇ ਚਮਕ ਅਗਮ ਦਿਖਾਵੇ.
ਹੁਣ ਆਪ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਇਸ ਬਿੰਦ ਨੂੰ ਰੱਖ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਧੀਰਜ ਕਮਾਲ ਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਨਿਰਭਉ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਆ, ਉਹ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਡਰਦੇ ਗੇ, ਲੱਖਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਇਕੱਲਾ ਆਦਮੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸੱਚੇ ਆਦਮੀ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਸ ਦਾ ਡਰ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ. ਤੋ
Now he says that those who preserve this vital fluid, they develop wonderful patience in them and they become fearless. They're never afraid of anyone. And such a person just alone can face millions of people, because when he is fearless, when he is not afraid of anyone, then he doesn't need to be afraid of anyone and he can face millions of people.
ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਗੱਲ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹਾਂ, ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾਠੀ ਜੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੈ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਬੜਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਗੁਜ਼ਰਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਕੋਈ ਕਿਸੇ ਬੁਰੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਸੀ, ਘਰਵਾਲੀ ਸੀਗੀ, ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦਾ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਕੰਮ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ। ਜਦ ਕਾਮ ਦੇ ਵੱਸ ਪਏ, ਸਾਰਾ ਦਿਨ ਬਿਮਾਰ ਰਹਿਣਾ, ਘਰ ਦੇ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ ਸਾਰੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਲਾਏ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀਗੇ, ਕੋਈ ਉੱਤੇ ਚੜਿਆ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ, ਕੋਈ ਮਾਲਸ ਕਰੀ ਜਾਂਦਾ। ਅੱਜ ਤੋਂ 20 ਸਾਲ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਜਦ ਮੇਰਾ ਇਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਹੋਇਆ, ਇਹ ਸਾਰਾ ਦਿਨ ਵਿਚਾਰਾ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੀ ਕਰਦਾ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ, ਕੰਮ ਕੋਈ ਕਰਦਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀ। ਮੈਂ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਪਿਆਰ ਨਾਲ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ, ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਇੱਕ ਦਵਾਈ ਦੱਸਾਂ, ਇਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਹਾਂ। ਮੈਂ ਕਿਹਾ ਬਸ ਇੰਨਾ ਕੀ ਹੈ। ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਇਹਨੇ ਆਪਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਕੀਤਾ, ਹਲ ਵੀ ਵਾਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਾਰਾ ਕੰਮ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਸਿਹਤ ਵੀ ਅੱਛੀ ਹੈ। ਉਦੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਕਦੇ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਦਾ ਮੂੰਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਬੈਠਾ ਕਦੇ ਦੇਖਿਆ। ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪੁੱਛ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ ਵੀ ਕੋਈ ਦਵਾਈ ਖਵਾਈ ਸਕਦੇ ਨੇ, ਸਿਰਫ ਆਹ ਹੀ ਸੀ। ਆਪਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਵੀ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਸੀ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀਗਾ ਵੀ ਘਰਵਾਲੀ ਨਾਲ ਵੀ ਸੰਜਮ ਰੱਖੀ ਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦਾ, ਜਦ ਪਤਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਹੀ।
ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਮੈਰਿਡ ਲਾਈਫ, ਸੋ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਵਾਸ ਵਿਦ ਹਿਸ ਵਾਈਫ, ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਹੀ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਰਿਮੇਨ ਸਿਕ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਹੈਵ ਹਿਸ ਚਿਲਡਰਨ ਵਾਕਿੰਗ ਔਨ ਹਿਸ ਬਾਡੀ, ਸਮਬਡੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਗਿਵ ਹਿਮ ਮਸਾਜ, ਸਮਬਡੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਰਬ ਹਿਸ ਹੈਅਰ ਐਂਡ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ, ਐਂਡ ਆਲ ਡੇ ਲੋਂਗ ਹੀ ਵੁੱਡ ਨਾਟ ਵਰਕ ਇਨ ਦ ਫੀਲਡ. His body was very weak and he would always have the people walking on him and doing massage and things like that. But when he met me, I lovingly told him, I asked him, can I give you a medicine for this? And when he was receptive, I told him that just maintain this. And when I told him, this thing happened 20 years ago and now the same Patiji is here. And now he doesn't have any problem, he doesn't have to go to see doctors, he is not sick, he doesn't have to make people walk on him and he doesn't have any problem. The person is the same, but when he obeyed my teachings and when he maintained the chastity, now he is completely changed. Now he has no problem. He is the same Patiji whom when I made sit for meditation, he was so much absorbed in his meditation that when hundreds of ants started eating up the flesh of his hands, he was not aware of it and he was sitting in his meditation deeply absorbed, and the ants ate up the flesh of his hands as if they were eating up the dead body. So this was only because he maintained the chastity. So those who maintain the chastity, they progress in their worldly life as well as spiritually also, they progress a lot.
ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਕੋਈ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਡਰਾਉਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਲਿਖੀਆਂ ਹੈ, ਨਾ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਹੀ ਕੋਈ ਭੈ ਭੀਤ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕੁਛ ਸਮਝਾਇਆ ਹੈ। ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਗੁਰੂ ਨਾਨਕ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਹਮਦਰਦੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਦੱਸਿਆ, ਉਹੀ ਕੁਛ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਹਮਦਰਦੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਹੈ। ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਫਰਜ਼ ਬਣਦਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਜੀਵਨ ਨੂੰ ਉੱਚਾ ਔਰ ਸੁੱਚਾ ਕਰੋ। ਮੈਂ ਇੱਕ ਨਹੀਂ, ਹਜ਼ਾਰੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ, ਕਈ ਹਜ਼ਾਰ ਆਦਮੀ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਐਸੀ ਗੱਲ ਦੱਸੀ ਦੀ ਹੈ, ਜਦ ਉਹ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਪ੍ਰੇਜ ਕਰਦੇ, ਉਹ ਆਪਣਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਬਣਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਫਿਰ ਉਹ ਆ ਕੇ ਜੈ ਜੈਕਾਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਹੁਣ ਤੱਕ ਭੁੱਲੇ ਰਹੇ, ਅਸੀਂ 50 ਸਾਲ ਐਵੇਂ ਗਾਲ ਲਏ, ਕੋਈ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ 60 ਗਾਲ ਲਏ, ਕੋਈ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ 20 ਗਾਲ ਲਏ। ਸੋ ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਹਮਦਰਦੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਹੈ, ਮੇਰਾ ਆਪਣਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਤਜਰਬੇ ਤੋਂ ਗੁਜ਼ਰਿਆ ਹੈ, ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਆਪਣਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਲਕ ਹੀ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਹੈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਰੱਖ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ। ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਇਹ ਕਿਹਾ ਸੀ ਤੁਸੀਂ 5-4 ਮਹੀਨੇ ਹੀ ਰੱਖ ਕੇ ਦੇਖ ਲਓ, ਅਗਰ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਫਾਇਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ ਤਾਂ ਗਾਹਾਂ ਵਧਾ ਲਿਓ।
Whatever I have said or whatever I have commented on the bani of Guru Nanak Sahib, it doesn't mean that I have said all these strong things to frighten you or make you feel bad. Whatever Guru Nanak Sahib has written, that is all true, and he has written all these things for our benefit, because perfect master sees the thing very clearly, and because they have sympathy for us, that is why they have said these things. So no one should understand that I have said all these things because I hate people, those who have those who don't maintain chastity, or because I want to make them feel bad. There is nothing like that. Whatever I have said, that is all because I have sympathy for you. Guru Nanak Sahib also doesn't mean to frighten us, and he doesn't want us to feel bad about it. So we should understand that why he has said all these things. Because I have met not one, not hundreds, but I have met thousands of people, those who were having this problem, but when they came in my contact, I told them that in which field they were lacking, and when they maintained it, After that, they realized and they came and they would say that, Babaji, now we have realized, up until now we have spent 50 years, wasted 50 years, 60 years or 20 years or like that. And then they realized and now they find their life much more comfortable and much more healthy. I said earlier that because my life has gone through all the experiences and I have observed this and I have experienced this, that is why I earlier said that you can try maintaining chastity. Just do it for few months, 4 or 6 months. And if you want, and if you see any results, if you feel that it is a good thing to do, then you can continue. Otherwise, it is all up to you.
And our concluding bhajan is on page 91. Sanchi's bhajan, Nahi Labana Manasa Janama Bahar. You will not get this spring of the human birth again. After making the promise, you forgot about it. It has become difficult to give the accounts of your deeds. You have forgotten the agreement. Attach your love in the feet of the Master. Finish the practice of being born and dying. Why do you stay away? Open your eyes and see the view. Within you is sitting the beloved Lord. Awake and be conscious. The lost time does not come back to one's hand. Kripal explains to Ajab, board the ship and sail across. You will not get this spring of the human birth again. Nahi Labana Manasa Janama Bahar, page 91.
Nahi Labana Manasa Janama Bahar Murake Nahi Labana Nelabana Manasa Janama Bahar Murake Nelabana Veda Karake Bulagia Cheta Mushkil Hogia Dena Leka Veda Karake Bulagia Cheta Mushkil ho gya dena leka Bisra gya ikrar murke Ne labna Ne labna Manas janama bahar murke Ne labna Ne labna Manasa janama bahar murke ne labana Gura charana vicha prita lagale Jamana marana prita mukale Gura charana vicha prita lagale Jamana marana prita mukale Rehenda kio farar murke ne labana ne labana manas janama bahar murke ne labana ne labana manas janama bahar murke ne labana Ankiya kolke dekana jara andar beta malik pyara Ankiya kolke dekana jara andar beta malik pyara Utke hosha sambala murke ne labana Ne labana manas janama bahar murke ne labana ne labana manas janama bahar murke ne labana bitiya vela Hatanayave Ajayabanu Kirpala Sunave Pitiyavela Atanayave Ajaya Banu Kirepala Sunave Chada Bere Hoja Para Murke Nelabana Nelabana Manas Janama Bahara Murke Nelabana Nelabana Manas janama bahar murke nelabana.
The lost time does not come back to one's hand. Kripal explains to Ajab, board the ship and sail across. You will not get this spring of the human birth again. May God bless us all.